Relational expertise is something I've been working on, a concept I've been working on for the last 12 years or so. And it's been developed out of my work on looking at interprofessional working and interdisciplinary work and working in and across networks. When we look at the literature on expertise, it's all so often about individual expertise. Now, I think individual expertise is terribly important. And it is something that needs to be brought to the solving of very complex problems. But also, my argument is, and I've certainly seen this in the field, an additional form of expertise is needed on top of the specific expertise that one might have as a social worker or a teacher or a mental health worker. And that's what I'm calling relational expertise. And it's the relational expertise that allows collaboration across professional boundaries to occur. And this form of expertise, I think, actually can be labelled. We can think about it in terms of being able to take the standpoint of the other, to recognise what matters for others, and to be able to be very clear about what matters for us. And this what matters, I think, is an important concept here. I'm avoiding the word motive. It really is what matters for me as a teacher might be attendance, it might be achievement and attainment. What matters for me if we're a social worker might be about supporting the family. In the end, all of these what matters all have a common goal, which is the well-being of the child and probably the child and the family. And so relational expertise has to recognise that there will be a long-term common goal, but it can be a very open and somewhat vague common goal, like well-being. But it also it has to be seen at the sort of more micro level of being able to take the standpoint of the other, recognise what matters for them, and being able to articulate what matters for you. If you can do that, you actually begin to build up what I've called in my work common knowledge, which is a common understanding of what matters within the broader community of people who are working across these professional boundaries. And that common knowledge means that you can quickly understand each other. You can recognise if somebody is going to be focusing on the family, whereas you want to focus on attendance, that actually it probably does make sense to focus on the family for a moment and to orchestrate complex responses to complex problems.